As mosquito season approaches in Georgia, women who are pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant are grappling with fears of the Zika virus. The CDC has linked Zika to microcephaly, a birth defect where babies are born with smaller heads and smaller brains that don't develop properly. So far, 13 Zika cases have been reported in Georgia. All had traveled to areas where Zika is active. While the virus hasn't been seen in mosquitoes here yet, women are concerned. WABE's Michelle Aloy reports.
Hi. Katie Mallory welcomes me into her Decatur home on a sunny Saturday. Despite the welcome, she says she is ready to leave for the hospital.
If we need to get our bags, we actually have them in the car already.
Mallory is pregnant with twin girls. Her pregnancy has been relatively routine, except for one twist. Earlier this year, Mallory's husband, Dan, traveled to Mexico for business. Dan says in the middle of his trip, news hit that Zika could be sexually transmitted. So when he returned, the couple decided to follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recommendation: use condoms during sex.
It was a little bit weird to think about needing to use protection, having been together for 10 years and not having had that conversation in a really, really, really long time.
Dan says while they knew the risk of him having Zika was minimal,
fear of the unknown, I think, was enough to cause pause and be pretty
careful.
At a downtown Atlanta coffee shop, Sarah Zivach, who's 7 months pregnant, also acted on her Zika worries. She and her husband canceled the trip to Mexico after consulting with her doctor.
One bite can do it. One bite and you could be infected, and this child that we so carefully planned for and deeply wanted could be forever changed and forever injured by our desire to have a vacation.
But Zivach also worries about the mosquitoes here in Georgia. The disease is spread primarily through one species, the Aedes aegypti, though experts say the tiger mosquito could also carry it. Both are found in Georgia and around 30 other states. Health officials say that's why the U.S. could see small, local clusters of the Zika virus. So Zivach is careful. She stays inside as much as possible and wears pants and long-sleeved shirts. She also knows the risk of getting Zika is very, very small.
But we feel mostly powerless to control what happens because it's mosquito bites. How can you go outside in the summer and not get bitten by a mosquito?
Some women in Georgia also say they're holding off on pregnancy altogether this year because of Zika.
This summer, do I need a full body net? That is everyone's question.
Dr. John Horton is a gynecologist at Emory Healthcare. Of course, there's no need for nets, Horton says, but he understands why women are so worried. His office hands out a Zika form. It asks patients about travel and any symptoms they may have. At this point, though, Horton would not recommend women delay pregnancy because of Zika.
I recognize it's on our Caribbean door, but we haven't seen it yet, and it may not come.
Horton points out that the mosquitoes that carry Zika also carry viruses like dengue, yellow fever, and chikungunya. Those haven't spread in the U.S., in part because people here are more shielded from mosquitoes with screens and air conditioning.
If it gets here, we will figure this out.
That if, though, has state health officials on alert.
It's very important that people are aware of cleaning up around their house.
Brenda Fitzgerald heads the State Department of Public Health. She says the state has set up mosquito traps to figure out where Zika risks might exist. The department has also started a public service campaign on ways to prevent mosquito breeding.
Toss any container around your home that you're not using. Make sure you empty your gutters. Make sure you get rid of any standing water.
Fitzgerald says right now the biggest risk to pregnant women is travel. It's not a minimal one, given that Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport hit a record 100 million passengers last year. The CDC recommends women wait 8 weeks after traveling to a Zika-infected country to conceive. If a woman's male partner shows symptoms of Zika, which include rash, joint pain, and eye inflammation, the couple should wait 6 months. That's because the virus can linger in semen. Horton, the Emory gynecologist, says that kind of planning is easier said than done.
Half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unplanned pregnancies, and so you can only do what you can.
Horton says what women can do is follow the CDC's recommendations, and if they're very worried, lather on the bug spray this summer. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.